I'm spitting mad because I'm not going to have a couch until Christmas, it would appear.
What would happen?
So yesterday, I called the furniture store, and I'm dangerously close to naming this furniture store.
Really?
This shit does not fix itself.
Attaboy.
So I was told that my two couches that I'm waiting on a sectional and a recliner, were coming in on the 30th.
Right.
I've been dreading for over a month that this date of September 30th was going to approach, and then I would be subject to a doomsday email saying, oh, sorry, another delay of a couple of weeks.
So this is tomorrow. You're supposed to get these items tomorrow.
So right? I called because the email hadn't come. There wasn't the delay that I had feared or anything like that. I called this furniture place, and I'm like, hey, here's the deal. My furniture's already been delayed several times over. Not at all reflective of the day that I purchased it, that they told me it would arrive. I've been fearing some sort of delay. Please tell me that my couch is there. They're like, well, good news and bad news. A recliner isn't there, but you'll be happy to know that your sectional couch is in stock in our warehouse and set for delivery on the 30th. I was like, over the moon. Super excited.
Sure.
They're like, you're going to get a confirmation email. Just hit confirm, and we will get this thing delivered to you. Sure enough, this morning, confirmation email, hit confirm. Oh my God, I'm telling my friends, I'm getting a couch. I've been sitting on the floor for these games.
Things are progressing nicely for you.
Yeah, this is after 2 months of delays and hearing nightmare stories about people's delays, I'm getting my couch. 2 hours after I hit confirm, an email comes in saying I'm not getting my couch until November 30th. After I confirmed. Why am I confirming? I spoke to someone. I'm not going to say it.
We'll bleep it. We'll bleep it.
Say it. Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, how about that? A Thanksgiving without a couch. I mean, you might as well not even have the holiday. Seriously.
I'm pissed. I'm really mad. That's not a little delay. That's not a couple of weeks. That's not kicking the can down the road. You just kick the can to another state.
Why don't you just cancel? Can you cancel?
I am flatly going to cancel, and I have all sorts of regret that I didn't move my older furniture from my old townhome into my new home, because I was like, look, I want to get new furniture, and I know how hard it is out there. This is incentive for a family moving into this place to be able to have couches as a placeholder. Oh, do I regret that. I regret it. I spent hundreds of dollars putting these cheap chairs together, nursing chairs. Just my back is in knots. I am not sleeping well because of like what I'm sitting on. It's just affected how I enjoy games. It's affected how much like television I actually consume.
Right.
Because if it's not a game, it's very rare that I'll sit down and watch something now because I'm just so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to watch it from bed, but I'm approaching 35. I have a baby. What do you think happens when I start watching TV from bed, Sugats?
You fall asleep.
Yeah, yep. I fall asleep.
I never watch. If there's something you truly want to watch, you do not do it lying down in bed. You will fall asleep in 5 minutes.
Yeah, so I don't even commit to watching these things. I feel like pop culture is passing me by, and now I am just furious. It's one thing to send me the email a couple days before. It's Miami. It's a furniture store that originates from Miami. I get it. Things like this happen. Shame on me ordering furniture during a pandemic. But if I speak to someone that says it's in our warehouse and I confirm an upcoming delivery, the gall to say, no, it's not happening Thursday. It's actually not happening for 2 more months.
Right.
And now I can't get a hold of anybody at said furniture store.
Well, of course.
Right. Can't get a I left a voicemail during one of the breaks. I am so mad that
describe the voicemail. Did you curse? Was it cursing? Was there anything going?
I sounded like I sound right now. But I also provided plenty of context as to why I sounded angry.
Right.
I ran down.
I mean, you have every right to be angry, but also down. Understand that we're, you know, middle of a pandemic and every, you know, I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. I get it. Well, my problem is...
I'm just saying, you know, patience well,
that's,
hurts
that's,
you.
Well, that's rich coming from you.
Yep, it is.
But I could still, I'd extend them that, but I confirmed. Hitting confirmed, it actually felt like it was real. I didn't even believe it when the person told me it was in the warehouse. But the fact that the email came in like they said it would yesterday, and I felt like I crossed the finish line. Couches are hugely important.
Where is this warehouse? Why don't you just rent a U-Haul and drive to the warehouse and pick it up yourself?
I don't know. A lot of the furniture that I have in my home right now is actually like in-store models because I knew what I was up against. And I didn't want... My home is empty enough as it is.
Greg, what do you have?
Mike, has this company offered you any rationale, any excuse, any reason?
So most of the furniture, not this company in particular, because I shopped around and I've been like, what's going on with these delays? Most of these items of furniture that you see in these big retailers, it's either manufactured in California or China. And there's all sorts of COVID-related delays there. Also, the demand is insane because especially early on in the pandemic where everything was shut down, you know what happened? A lot of people, like me, got the itch to move because, oh, I got to be here this long? This place is too tiny. I would love a pool. This house, I'm over it. Oh, this couch, it's uncomfortable. I'm here for so long. I need to get a new desk. So everybody went and ordered new furniture. The demand skyrocketed, and they can't meet the demand, and you have all these COVID-imposed regulations and delays, and you get what I just got, which is, oh, you thought you were getting your couch on Thursday? Nah, you're not getting it until Christmas time.
See, this is a microcosm for the death of retail, right? Because you could order a sectional from Amazon and it would be on your doorstep before you were off the phone. And yet here's a company telling you, oh, not only is it not going to be on time,
right,
you're not going to be here by Thanksgiving, and then you're going to get a call in mid-November that says, we're going to try to have it by Christmas, we promise.
No, the reason they don't have theirs is because they all sold on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm a broken man. I don't want to assemble furniture. I've assembled plenty over the last 2 months. I kind of want to get to the point where I'm starting to enjoy my house.
Right.
It won't feel like home to me,
yep,
until I can get home after a long day, sit on my own couch that is grooved to my ass cheeks, kick up an ottoman, which is huge. Being able to just kick up my feet.
Is there a longer part of the couch? Like a longer seat?
Yeah,
that's the best
part. It reclines.
Yeah, it's my seat.
I don't have that in any of my chairs. I can't kick up my feet and watch the game. A house is not a home to me until I can do that. And now you're telling me my house is not going to be a home until Christmas decorations are up. And even then, I fear yet another delay. If they pulled this shit on me 24 hours before it's supposed to get delivered, what the hell? How am I supposed to believe that it's actually going to get here by November?
Mike, home's where the heart is, not the couch.
My heart needs a couch. I need a couch. I'm tearing apart at the seams already.
Your heart also needs exercise. You doing any of that? I mean,
I go to the gym now once a week, but now I'm a little scared. So when gyms first opened back up, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this because I'm wasting away over there.
You couldn't pay me to go to a gym.
And then I went to the gym and I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. It was all wrong. People would wear masks to go in, but they could take their masks off and I got scared away.
Right.
Then things started spiking back up again and they were a little bit smarter about it, but still I only go one day a week because the taping schedule is such right now that it's hard to make time. So right now I'm like a 1 day a week guy. However, the couch and working out once a week is also contributing to my back problems because I just pinch a nerve now every time I go in there thinking that I can lift the same thing I used to.
Billy, can you put this on the poll at Lebatard Show on Twitter? Is Thanksgiving worth having if you don't have a couch? And I'm also interested in this. Greg, if I told you you had to eliminate one piece of furniture from your home, you had to get rid of one piece of furniture. But I'm talking like main furniture, like couches, beds, stuff like that, not a bedside table. Is there a piece of furniture that you could see yourself living without that would be easier than other pieces of furniture? I'm with Mike. The last thing I'd get rid of my bed before I get rid of my couch. The couch to me is the most important piece of furniture in someone's house. Do you agree?
Yeah, I feel like the Mount Rushmore furniture has to be the bed, the couch, the dining room table. What I would eliminate would be the corner table, the little end table. Like, there's a table next to my bed. Right. Why is it there? I'm not using that for anything.
Right.
It's superfluous. You know, I could make firewood out of that thing.
You store stuff there.
Yeah, but the couch you got to have. You got to have a couch.
Well, now I want to fill out the Mount Rushmore furniture. that was delightful.
Yeah, what would the fourth one be? I ran out of furniture there. What would the fourth piece be?
I think the couch, the bed, the reclining chair, and Mike, what would you say the fourth is? I feel like you have an answer here.
Well, I wanted to get back to you. I can't fill that one out right now.
The ottoman?
The ottoman is huge. For me, it is massive. And I'm wondering, is it a bizarre feeling that I have that it won't feel like home to me until I can just throw my keys on the table and crash on my couch and just turn on the TV?
By yes, I meant no. It's not a bizarre feeling that you have. You don't feel like you're at home yet.
I feel like I'm living in a stranger's house until I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very nice house. I saw that video you posted of your daughter being excited that I was on college game day.
It's
very, very nice house, but it didn't look like your house.
No, it's not.
It looked very empty.
It's someone else's house right now. Yes. It's soulless, empty, barren, and filled with sharp corners.
Greg, when's the last time you got a new couch? Do you still have plastic on your couch?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah. No, gosh, no. No, my mother used to. I grew up in a house with plastic on the couch, believe me. And not only that, my mother had plastic on the floors, like dirt over the walkways. My house was filled with plastic growing up, so I rebel against that now.
Greg.
I'd rather buy a new couch and get it a lot sooner than Mike Ryan than put plastic on it.
Greg, do you still use any pieces of furniture in your home that are older than your son, Chris?
I don't think I have any of those left, no. I do have a piece that my dad, who was a master carpenter, built something in my kitchen that I still have, but I think Christopher was a toddler when that was built, so no.
That's an upset, because I don't really paint you as someone that enjoys a perusal of the furniture store. You're like a set it and forget it. If I buy a couch, I'm done for the next 30 years.
Yeah, see, that's true, but my wife handles all the furniture in our house. You know, like, I didn't see my dining room table set until it
was in your dining room.
If you had it to yourself, there was this photo that went viral on social media. It was of like some bachelor pad, and it had a TV on the floor with all the wires showing and a mattress on the floor. And it was a woman that tweeted it out, and she's like, why do men think it's okay to live like this? If it were up to us, that's like every bachelor pad. Mike Golic Jr. says, I have an air hockey table and my TV is on the floor. It's been there for years. Mattress still on the floor. That is what the single man does right now. Tony, are you bougie or have you gone extended periods of time with the mattress and TV on the floor?
Oh, man. So I've done both. When I was living in Connecticut, it was just me. I had no friends, no family, no nothing. So I had one TV that sat on like a little table. I had one couch. I had one like coffee table that I would eat dinner at. I had a dining room table that had one solo chair on it because I didn't need any other ones, but I used that as a work desk. So I ate dinner on the one like almost love seat couch with a coffee table, and it was a really sad existence. And then when I left, obviously moved down here to Miami, like now I'm here with my wife and she starts decorating things and doing all that stuff. But I still have my mattress on the floor of my house right now because we just upgraded from a queen to a king, and now I have to build the king size bed frame. So that's going to be kind of a pain in the ass.
How long is it going to take for you to get around to that?
It's sitting right now. Hold on. I'll move up so you guys can see it.
All right.
The box is sitting. Hold on. Standing up here. You see the box in the corner right there? Right there next to my forehead?
Mm-hmm.
So that box is like 6 feet long. It weighs about 300 pounds, and it's going to take me at least till, you know, Mike gets his couches to fit to actually do it.
Billy, you recently, you got married and you moved into that apartment. Now, I heard you realize you're learning from everybody else's mistakes. Are you already feeling like you're outgrowing your condo because of the pandemic and you're just there all the time, but you know that you can't move right now? Are you fully moved in? Because I never actually fully moved into my townhome that I was living in for 10 years. There was stuff there that I just never got around to that was in a box when I moved in that went out in the same box.
So we rented the place furnished, so I didn't have to move a ton of stuff.
So how do you play? So
like, I have a lot of stuff that I left behind that I, you know, haven't moved in here just because this place is furnished. So I haven't had to deal with a lot of that. This is unrelated, but it's later. Do you think that Dan has a prediction for this series yet, or we're just going
to
be?
Oh, that is a good point. Hold on, let me scream out to him and see. But Billy, you got a furnished. So what happens there? Like, so what did you do with all your furniture from your previous place?
I have stuff at my parents' house, and I'll get to it when I get to it.
Well, maybe you should have given the mic. You have a couch right now. Dan's on TV. I can't exactly scream out what's your prediction for the Heat series. I mean,
I also want to get Dan's prediction on when Mike's couch is going to be delivered.
What do you think happens first? I get my couch or the next NBA season begins? My money's on next NBA season.
There's no way your couch is getting there on November 30th, man. I mean, there's no way.
There's no way. When I bought this couch, I'm like, man, I can't wait to watch football on this couch. And I thought the only thing that would get in the way of that was the stuff that happened to the Tennessee Titans today.
You should go to Amazon right now and type in the same exact couch and see how long it will take for delivery. Can you
Prime.
Do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. I just have to become an upholsterer to get it in there.
All right, I'm going to go watch baseball on ABC.
So weird. Greg, do you have furniture in your house that's as old as the last time ABC had baseball rights?
When was that? I might.
Roy, what was it, 1993 that ABC was airing baseball?
Yeah, I think it was 1993 to 1996 with the Baseball Network, them and NBC.
Costas was doing them back then.
You know
right?
who I haven't heard
and
from?
And Al Michaels.
I haven't heard from, usually this is Costas, who famously had a problem with the wild card in baseball. Has he lost his mind over this stuff? I can't really find my Costas. He's only on MLB Network. I'm sure you watch a lot of MLB Network, Billy. Has Costas lost his mind over this mutation?
I haven't heard from Costas. We tried to get him on the show a couple weeks back, and he passed because he had a lot of things going on. I guess he does something for CNN. I don't really know what's going on with Bob Costas. ABC is weird, though, for a baseball game, right?
Well, because you've never seen a game on ABC.
I've never seen a game on
NBC. Right. Saying that's why it's weird. It's a weird home for baseball. But back in the 90s, it used to be that, and NBC, as Roy just said, used to be the home for baseball. So Al Michaels was a great play-by-play guy for baseball. He was fantastic.
Why wasn't Al Michaels at the Sunday night game? Is this just a scheduled off day because they have Tirico?
Yeah, they have written the contract this year because of COVID scheduled off days.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart. I mean, they paid a lot of money for Mike Tirico, and Al Michaels, his name was floated in trade rumors with ESPN.
Yeah, one of the things you guys, perhaps you're overlooking here with the Titans, their facility being shut down. The Vikings were tested. All those tests came back negative. They're getting tested again today. But you might have some cancellations. Greg, have you thought about the fantasy ramifications here of canceled games? This is crazy right now.
It is. You know, I hadn't until the second you mentioned that. I'm like, wow, I hadn't even considered that. I got to look over my roster. I don't even know. I don't think I have any Titans, but imagine if you do. Imagine if you have their running back or something, and all of a sudden you're scrambling.
Well, it's the Steelers, too. It's the Steelers that you have to worry about.
Steelers, yeah.
Because outside of Derrick Henry and the off-injured
AJ Tannehill. You might have Tannehill, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, the Titans D or something.
The Steelers are probably the more impactful team in terms of fantasy and at the skill position. And I don't know if they shift people's bye weeks. It would be real easy if they shared a bye week, but I don't really know how this works out. And I don't doubt that the NFL has a plan, but there have been zero leaks as to what that plan might entail if games have to be rescheduled. At least with college football, we sort of know, because some conferences have extra weeks to make them up, and ultimately it just goes to a subjective board and say, hey, who's the best team? Not the case with the NFL. There's going to be teams making it into the playoffs by a half game because Tennessee had this, potentially?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird because it's a competitive imbalance, really, if you're forcing a team that hasn't been in its facility to play a game. And the NFL already is dealing with competitive imbalance. I think when you have some teams that have 17, 20,000 fans at a game, it's like a real home game, and other teams have zero fans in the game. That's not fair.
And don't look now, but the Steelers are 3-0. Like, if they don't play this game and then all of a sudden down the road, the Ravens or somebody else trying to get into the AFC playoffs, they're a half game down. Like, that's a big issue.
I love when Tony goes into NFL mode. I think Tony,
don't look now.
Tony's a digital
don't
audio
now.
Producer
don't
for ESPN.
Now. I think they're both 3-0, aren't
they? So he is like the most informed when it comes to NFL and MMA. But don't look now. The Steelers are 3-0.
And so the Titans.
They're not blinking.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you mocked the Eagles for, you know, punting for a tie, but that tie might be very important when it's all said and done. You never
that might
know.
Be the half game that they get in by.
That's what I'm saying.